Welcome to the Pig Health Today podcast, where we talk all health all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Pig Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve pig health, welfare, and performance.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stocks with Pig Health Today, and with me is Brittany Scales, who's a swine veterinarian at Four Star Veterinary Service in Indiana. Brittany, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Brittany, you completed a field trial at a client's farm looking at or comparing different iron supplementation methods. Can you explain a little bit about why you decided to carry out that study?
Yes. Actually, it was not us who approached the producer and asked to do a field study. It was the producer approaching us, and they noticed some pale pigs, and those you can point out as being anemic, and really just wanted to look at different treatment options. We went out to the farm and performed. So we had three treatment groups. Each group had 20 pigs in them, and we looked at them the day of weaning, and the first treatment group had received one 200 milligram shot of Uniferon, Pharmacosmos's product of iron, at day one of age. Treatment group two had two shots of 100 milligram iron. And then lastly, treatment group three had a 200 milligram shot and was supplemented with oral iron for about a week and a half. And so we looked at those three groups and we defined our ranges, how we looked at these pigs, if they were going to be in the optimal range where we wanted their iron to be, or if they were deficient, or what we call subclinical. So when you look at these pigs, you can't tell that they're iron deficient. They aren't pale. Maybe they're not showing clinical signs, but if you look at the blood sample, then they are technically anemic. So our defining ranges was optimal range, having a hemoglobin concentration of greater than 110 grams per liter. Subclinical was 90 to 110. And then lastly, deficient was less than 90.
So in terms of the results then from what you carried out in the farm, what was the best product?
So in terms of those three groups, the best group was a 200 milligram shot followed by oral supplementation, which is actually not what I would recommend and what I think overall industry would recommend. I think nowadays we're finding a lot of research that two 200 milligram injections are what's best, and they find that over 70% of the pigs are in the optimal range of hemoglobin.
And in terms of then the worst one that you actually carried out, what was that and why?
That was surprising to me. It was just one 200 milligram shot followed by nothing else.
Why did that not have the outcome that you expected?
The other group had two 100 milligram shots. So in total, the same amount of iron, but when you break up that iron, you get better results. So we found that if you do two shots of iron, whether that's 100 milligram or at best 200 milligram shots twice, that is where we find the best results in pigs.
And what kind of delay do you have to implement between those two shots?
Yeah, the first shot is typically within the first day or so of age, and then following up, depending on how labor is in the farm, we'd like for that follow-up shot to be over a week past the first shot.
Do you think that some producers then will be put off from actually giving that second shot?
I think in today's society, there are producers that still do just one shot because of labor costs and not having enough labor to pick up those pigs the next time.
So in terms of your recommendations then from your study, what would they be?
Recommendations would be to do one shot of 200 milligram iron at day one of age, and then following up within 7 to 10 days of age, again, with a second shot of 200 milligram iron.
So in terms of the pigs that you treat, do you treat both deficient and subclinical anemia cases?
So the way we studied and could even tell that pigs were subclinical is with a device called HemaQ, and it measures hemoglobin levels. And that isn't a common practice to go into farms. And we're hoping in our practice to start implementing that more and showing producers that this is truly a problem, and let's go in, let's test your pigs and see where their hemoglobin level truly is, because a lot of farmers think if they don't have pale pigs and they're not blatantly obvious visually, then they don't have a problem with anemia.
Do you think that, that anemia could be more of a problem than that farmers are actually recognizing?
Yes, I truly believe that anemia is a problem that we aren't visually seeing, and this is a great way, this HemaQ product that Pharmacosmos has for to go in and just take an ear prick and get a blood sample. You can test hemoglobin and really show the producers a concrete answer, not subjectively looking at pigs with your eyes and saying, oh, this one looks anemic, this one doesn't, mm-hmm. and actually having a concrete number to show them that their pigs are subclinically anemic.
What effect does it actually have on piglets in terms of production?
Yeah. That iron helps produce hemoglobin in the red blood cells. And if you are anemic, which in turn means low in red blood cells, there's less oxygen going to the tissues, which relates to how well they gain weight. And so what we're seeing downstream effect is that they have lower market weights than pigs that aren't anemic. So it's a very costly problem that we don't even recognize truly.
We were talking to Brittany Scales, who's a swine veterinarian at Four Star Veterinary Service in Indiana. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Pig Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting pighealthtoday.com/join.